This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is war, and we've got a great guest for you right now. I'm going to jump right into our guest without any sponsor promos or anything, because he's waiting on the line from the White House Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, White House Deputy Director of Communications, Mr. Adam Kennedy, making a return appearance on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Adam, welcome to the show.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So, look, I'm a big, big, big supporter of President Trump. As you know, there is no bigger champion in the country of Trump on radio or TV, and I'm a big supporter of his new 5% tariff. I think it's great. I did have a guest on, Liz Peek, who's a big economist and a big journalist, and her and I usually agree on everything, and she likes Trump, but she hates this new tariff. I saw that the Chamber of Commerce wants to file a lawsuit against it. I think it's fabulous. I think Mexico will be brought to their knees in like a week or two, and it'll be gone. We won't need to put the tariff on because they'll realize they've got no choice. They've got to stop this flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. What say you and my great president of the United States?
Well, I think it's about what's our biggest priority, and that has to be protecting American communities. For this entire year, we've seen month after month new records being broken just about every time a new report comes out. And at some point, the president will say enough's enough. I mean, we've just seen time after time after time Mexico and various other countries make promises and not follow through, and the president wants to hold people responsible. He holds himself responsible, and that's why he's taking action.
I mean, this is the way you get people's attention. This is a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, man, here's the thing. I've lived through, you know, I'm 57 years old, and I've lived through all these presidents from Reagan all the way through Carter, Reagan, the Clintons, Bushes, two Bushes, Obama, and now Trump. And Mexico never stopped the flow of illegal immigration once, not for a second. They never genuflected. They never even thought it was their job. If we finally catch their attention, isn't that a great thing?
Well, the ironic part is they actually have tougher drug laws or tougher immigration laws than we do.
Right.
If they actually enforced their immigration laws, this problem wouldn't exist. There would be no flow of illegal immigration from these Central American countries because it'd be stopped on their southern border, which is, by the way, much smaller, much easier to protect than ours. So
right.
It's about stopping this at the root, at the source of the problem. And I think the president wants to work with Mexico. I think he's a partner in Mexico, but they need to step up and meet what they're willing to do.
Look, we've got a vicious mainstream media that hates Trump. Now you heard that, you know, with Liz Peek and all, there's a lot of conservatives out there who are kind of big business conservatives. They hate this. You know, the mainstream media will hate this. You know that the liberals at Harvard will hate this. All the professors at my old college, Columbia, will hate this. Big business will hate it and claim we're killing the country. Everybody hates it, and yet I noticed today there's a new Harvard poll out that shows Donald Trump is his highest approval rating in 2 years since he became president. So despite Robert Mueller and all the negativity in the media, 92% negative against Trump, and the people calling him Hitler and KKK, and the China trade wars that the media hates, guess what? Trump is popular. This is the time to do it. I think this is the best time in history for us to put our foot down against both China and Mexico. What say you?
Well, you know, it's funny. When you actually achieve results and you actually help the American people and you promote policies they want, they tend to support you. And that's
right.
What,
what a miracle.
Absolutely.
What a shocker.
And it really shows just how vapid and vacant the Democrats are, that they continue to hammer away on this redo of the Mueller report, which we knew from the beginning wasn't going to produce anything. But that's all they have. They don't have anything new. They have nothing to present to the American people to actually help them in their quality of life. And this president is doing it every day.
I saw that there's a headline going on right now at Breitbart that Mexico's president has sent a letter to Donald Trump that says America is for migrants and poor people have a right to migrate to the United States and migrants should not be stopped by force. And it was a letter provided by to the Wall Street Journal from President Lopez Obrador to President Trump. And the letter suggests that poor Mexicans have every right. It's worth remembering within a short period of time, Mexicans will not need to migrate into the United States, and the migration will become optional, not compulsory. By the way, I have no idea what he's talking about. What does he think is going to happen in a short period of time that would stop Mexicans from migrating into the United States? Do you have any idea what he meant by that, Adam?
You know, I haven't seen the letter. I'm not going to try and guess. What I will say is this president takes the situation seriously. And we've seen time and time again that the president acts when other people don't. When Congress refuses to act to provide the funding needed to build the wall, the president will act. When Mexico doesn't act to secure their southern border, the president will act to make sure they know that the president's watching and that they'll feel the pain.
I mean, I just, you know, any president who claims you're allowed to have open borders, last I checked, Adam Kennedy, we're talking to Adam as deputy assistant to the president, White House deputy director of communications. No country in the world could survive open borders. We have a sovereign border. We're allowed to protect and defend and secure our border. And anybody who says otherwise is a liar. It's ridiculous. So I think Trump's doing a great job here. Let me ask you about the rumor yesterday. Yesterday, right before we heard about the 5% tariff, Adam, we heard administration officials were saying that Trump is going to release new executive action about asylum and that you can't enter this country through another country. So if you're coming from Central America, you can't go through Mexico or you will automatically be rejected for asylum. Are we going to expect to hear that in the next few days as well?
Well, there's a range of options the president's considering. You know, again, the president would prefer to work through Congress. He's presented multiple options, multiple proposals for Congress to act on. They've refused to every step of the way, and the president is going to act in a way that's going to protect American communities and secure the border. I'm not going to get ahead of him or say what those might be, but you can guarantee that the president's not just going to sit by. The president will act, and as we've seen before, he's going to act in the best interest of the American people.
All right. Would you tell President Trump that we all noticed, and my listeners noticed, and my viewers noticed, that President Trump spoke at the Air Force Academy yesterday, and he chose not to give a speech and run out or shake a few hands. He shook the hands of every single graduate. What a wonderful, wonderful symbol. Wonderful. Fantastic. And that's why he's up so high in the polls, because patriots like me and like you and all my listeners love him.
Well, it shows his commitment, and it shows that he respects the service. You know, hey. Every time the president does something like that, you see liberals in the media and other people trying to find nits and other things to pick at him. But at the end of the day, this is the president who has stood with law enforcement, stood with our men and women in the military. He is committed to protecting this country and defending American communities. I think the American people have noticed that.
All right, Adam Kennedy, always a great job, always great to have you on, always an honor to have you on, Deputy Assistant to the President, White House Deputy Director of Communications. Go tell President Trump, Wayne Root says, you are the bomb. All right, thank you.
Absolutely, thanks for having me on.
All right, Adam, thanks, man. All right, so other news that is out as we speak right now, there has been another mass shooting in the United States, a lot of bloodshed in Virginia, at least 11 dead and 6 injured at a Virginia Beach municipal complex. The shooter is also dead, so these terrible things, look, nobody wants them. There isn't a conservative who wants them. There isn't a single Republican who wants them. There isn't a pro-gun Second Amendment guy like me that wants them. As a matter of fact, each time they happen, the lesson I learn is they always happen, almost always in gun-free zones, which shows you the liberals are idiots and gun-free zones don't work. And number two, if somebody there had a gun, they wouldn't be helpless victims. Someone could shoot back, and instead of 11 dead, you might have one or two dead, and a lot of people's lives would be saved. So we don't see this, conservatives see this as something that means, oh, wow, tomorrow we got to have gun control. But unfortunately, sadly, every time this happens, you have to contend with liberals saying, see, we got to take everyone's guns away. And my understanding is from one of my great fans, Keith, who sends me texts all during my show, every show, because here I am doing the show. I can't always see the news as it's happening. He says, right now at this minute, Democrats are already using this to scream for gun control. And I think that's pathetic, and I think it's disgusting, and I think it's terrible. But for the moment, let's just worry about the 11 people who are dead, 6 people who are injured. Let's pray for them. Let's think about them. 5 people taken to Virginia Beach General. One person being flown to the Level 1 Trauma Center at Sentara Norfolk General Hospital. Shooter was a former public utility worker with the city, and no other information has been released about the shooter. These are crazy people with a mental illness. It's got nothing to do with guns. It's the crazy person behind the guns. I think everyone listening to my show could certainly agree with that. So I wanted to bring that news to you as it was coming in. I also wanted to mention that Liz Peek talked about that, you know, the fact that so many people support socialism, and anybody who wants to bring you back to Barack Obama's got to support socialism, because the numbers are out. There's a headline here, Measuring Performance. New data shows absolute economic destruction during Obama's years. And if you don't think Obama was a socialist, these are results you could only have in a Venezuela or a Cuba. Student loans, way up. I'm looking at nine charts. Student loans, way up. Food stamps, dramatically through the roof up. Federal debt, dramatically through the roof up. Money printing, dramatically through the roof up. Health insurance costs, dramatically through the roof up. And then labor force participation, whether you have a job or not, dramatically down through the ground instead of through the roof. Down, 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 down. Terrible. Workers' share of the economy. Down, down, down. Terrible. Medium family income. Down, down, down. Terrible. Homeownership. Down, down, down. Terrible. Every single thing that could happen that's bad was up during the Obama years. Everything that could happen good was down during the Obama years. And yet Obama's fans still try to tell you he wasn't a socialist. He did a great job. The Obama economy was great. Lots of jobs. Stock market was great. They just lie and lie and lie. You know how he achieved the great stock market? He printed money all day long that we all have to pay back in debt. You know how he achieved the great stock market? He dropped money on Wall Street by the trillions. You know how he achieved the great stock market? He artificially kept interest rates at zero for the entire 8 years of the Obama presidency. Trump's had 9 interest rate increases, and we're still at 3% GDP growth. Obama had nothing but interest rate cuts, and his GDP was around 1%. Obama is, or I should say Trump, is tripling Obama's economic growth with 9 interest rate increases versus Obama having, I guess, a dozen interest rate cuts. It's unbelievable. Trump is the greatest. Obama was the worst. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm Wade Alaruth for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Grand Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV and Hour number 3, coming to you from Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Show sponsored by Fordham Resources. I am the capitalist evangelist. I just love companies with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Love capitalism. Love people making money on Wall Street. And Fordham Resources, publicly traded, meaning they're a stock. You could buy them. They're diversified. They're a natural resources company, oil, gas, mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share. 15 cents to $200, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. And now Fordham's his baby. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges. Like I said, they're publicly traded. They're stock. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Check them out. If you like their story and you like this CEO, Mark Bruner, and his great story of making $15 billion for shareholders, $15 billion. Isn't capitalism great? Then do your own study and make your own decision. Go check out FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, and the ticker symbol's FTMR. All right, I told you that I was going to tell you about the story in New York City about the teachers who hate white people and the money spent and wasted on trying to brainwash teachers to hate white people and give a leg up to someone just because they're black. It's one of the most disgusting stories I've ever read. It's despicable. Can you imagine if you substituted the words white for black? In other words, what if I was a white guy who taught teachers that you always treat the white guy better, always give the white guy better grades, always do more for the white guy? because black people don't matter. Can you imagine if I said that? It's so crazy that liberals call Republicans and conservatives racist, because we never say things like that, ever. We would never think of saying anything like that. So it's just crazy. Teachers told to favor black students in racial equity training. And this all makes sense, right? Because, let me find it here. Moments ago, I saw a headline about Barack Obama. The United States was founded on inequality. Can you imagine what a loser Barack Obama is? Founded on inequality. Obama said, this must have been a speech in Brazil, would be my guess. Yeah, in Sao Paulo, Brazil. So he's roaming around the world, outside of America, bad-mouthing the United States of America. You lowlife. Oh, God, I hate this man. Obama said, you know, Brazil just thinks the United States was founded on inequality. We have to admit that even though the United States has a constitution that says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, at that time, not only were blacks excluded, but women were excluded, and people who didn't own property were excluded. Obama commented on his understanding of the founding of the United States. Obama said the Constitution gave America the means of inclusion through democracy. The more people we included, the more successful we became. Obama used a basketball analogy to illustrate his point, pointing out the NBA was better than ever by including more international players. Like this guy, a Nigerian from Greece, who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, his last name I can't pronounce. Looks like Giannis Antetokounmpo. Hold on, I can't pronounce it. It's as bad as Pete Butthead. Now he's one of the best players in the world, Obama said, pointing out the NBA did not include international players. They were leaving talent on the field. If you don't include women, you're leaving talent on the field. Well, no one says you should leave out women. He admitted that perfect equality was difficult to achieve because of natural talent and work ethic. The issue is not perfect equality. The issue is, are those of us who are successful willing to give back enough to provide a ladder of opportunity for others that are coming behind us? All right, whatever. Obama acknowledged he now has more money than he ever had in his life, claimed he could not spend it all if he tried. It's not the money, it's making me happy. Obama said the concept of wealth and status in the United States is what made societies less equal. We have to redesign our minds to say we're at our most powerful and influential when we're able to help others. Obama clarified he still supported the concept of capitalism, a call for a revolution of values to create a better, more equal society that was more environmentally stable. Folks, you got to understand something. I've said this all along. Obama is the same as the most radical, horrible Democrat like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. But he just always pulls back and tries to make it like he's moderate and he's nicer than them and he's not as radical as them. And he doesn't quite say out loud what they say, but he believes the same thing. He's still doing it. He's good at it. I just read this article, and you know what this article says? Oh, I'm not for socialism. I'm not a socialist. I'm not a Marxist. I'm not a communist. I still love capitalism. I just want it to be more equal and more environmentally stable. But when you see the policies that make it more equal in their mind and more environmentally stable, those policies create a socialist society and destroy your ability to make money. Like I had for 8 years under Obama. I'm a businessman. I could not make money for 8 years under Obama. It was impossible with the regulations and the taxes. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War Now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says it values the relationship with Mexico, which is under pressure by President Trump to stop the flow of illegal aliens at our southern border. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia was just down on the U.S.-Mexico border, and he says the Border Patrol agents had a message for him.
We'll do what needs to be done because I care about these people. But they're also, one of the things I also care about is there's superheroes among us right now. They're our Border Patrol agents. They're the folks down there, our agents with ICE and our agents at the ports of entry. They're the superheroes among us right now because they're dealing with a problem.
Right.
And as one of them looked at me the other day and said, we're doing our job, do yours.
In a developing story, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says his team is keeping a close eye on a shooting at a municipal center in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Governor Northam is urging people to stay away from the area. Multiple injuries have been reported from the shooting, and the suspect is in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is War Now. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Very simple pitch. Tangible Investments, number one, is Golden Credibility, 35 years in business, over 2 billion in transactions, discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. And if you're going to buy gold, and everyone knows conservatives must buy gold, you've got to have some portion of your assets in gold. It's wealth insurance. You've got to have it. And today, by the way, was a good example. The stock market was down, the Dow Jones, down 354 points, and gold was up dramatically today. Gold is now over $1,300 an ounce, $1,310. Gold was flying. Just amazing. Gold is doing fabulous, and you need to know why gold's doing fabulous. So here's a new book called The New Case for Gold by James Rickards, New York Times bestselling author. And here's a new video, DVD, End of the Road, How Money Became Worthless, that's won numerous awards at film festivals around the world, and you get both the book and the video free. You get both of them free by just calling Tangible Investments, this company with golden credibility that's been 35 years in business and over 2 billion in transactions. Just give them a call. It is free, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets, but you don't have to buy a thing to get the book and the DVD, both free. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. So you can walk away with a book, a video, and $199 coin free. But at the very least, no matter what, you get the book and the video. Give them a call right now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. That phone number one last time, toll free, 1-800-780-9000. All right, so I told you I was going to tell you about the New York City schools. I got sidetracked by another story similar to that. Oh, by Obama, just what an idiot Obama was, saying that America was built on inequality. So here's the story. The controversial implicit bias training. New York City's public school educators have been told to focus on black children over white ones, and one Jewish superintendent described her family's Holocaust tragedies was scolded and humiliated, according to firsthand accounts. A consultant hired by the City Department of Education told administrators at a workshop that racial equity means favoring black children regardless of their socioeconomic status. What they said was, if I had a poor white student and I had a middle-class black student, I would actually put my equitable strategies and interventions into that middle-class black boy. Interesting they use that word, black boy. If I use that word, they'd want to send me to prison. Because over the course of his lifetime, he will have less access and less opportunities than that poor white boy. Did you ever hear such crap in your life? The consultant's name is Darnisa Amante, and she's quoted as saying this by those in the room. That's what racial equity is. Can you imagine what a loser Darnisa Amante is? Can you imagine what a terrible thing she just said? First of all my life I've known lots and lots of poor and working class and middle class white kids. No one ever gave them a break in their entire lives. Not one break. No one ever gave me a break in my entire life. No one ever says, oh, I like you because you're white. I'll take care of you. I've never been an intern at a major corporation. I've never had a CEO say, Wayne Root, you know, you're a white kid. I'm going to treat you better than everybody else. I'm going to hire you for an intern to teach you everything. No one ever taught me anything. I'm all self-taught. Mona Davids, president of the New York City Parents Union, was appalled. It's completely absurd, she said. They want to treat black students as victims and punish white students. That defeats the whole purpose of what bias awareness training should be. Okay, but I want to get to this important part here. One Jewish superintendent shared stories about her grandmother, Malka, who told of bombs falling in Lodz, Poland, and running from the Nazis in the wee hours by packing up her four children and hiding in the forest. And her grandfather, Naftali, who spent 6 years in a labor and concentration camp where he witnessed the brutal execution of his mother and sister. My grandparents taught me to understand the dangers of targeted racism or the exclusion of any group and the importance of equity for all people. This is my core value as an educator, the superintendent told his colleagues. At the break, I stood up after telling that story, and to my surprise, I was verbally attacked by a black superintendent in front of my colleagues. She said, this is not about being Jewish. It's about black and brown boys of color only. You better check yourself. And the Jewish educator said, I was traumatized. It was like 1939 all over again. I couldn't believe this could be happening to me in New York City. Two other superintendents, one black, the other Dominican, defended the Holocaust comments as valid. That's good. And vouched for their colleague as one who fights to level the playing field. Right. They vouch for her because she's a big liberal Democrat. So they're like, oh, she's okay. Can you imagine what they'd say about Wayne Root? Unbelievable. So it says here, one other one said, my ancestors were enslaved and murdered because of their religion. This must be a Jewish one. And I am now being forced to become liberated from my whiteness. I am being persecuted because of the circumstances of my birth. I was not aware that I needed to be liberated from how God created me. Whew. Despite Carranza's contention that those who complain about the training need it most, I will never be brainwashed by Richard Carranza and his minions. I cannot support a school chancellor who is implicitly biased against me and my children. Wow, emboldened by his support, some of Carranza, this is the school administrator of New York City, Carranza's top managers openly use the expression, quote, disrupt and dismantle as the new battle cry for equity. I assume equity means equality. In her training session in February, consultant Zamonte told the higher-ups to face the fact that issues of race, power, and privilege will rise to the forefront and shake things up. Through this process of moving towards racial equity, we will have to pull layers back on who we are. You're going to have to talk about your power and your privilege. You will need to name your privilege, Amante is quoted as saying. Boy, is she lucky I wasn't in that room. I would have ripped her a new you-know-what. Wow. You are going to have to acknowledge you will have to step back. You might fear losing your job. When we get to true racial equity, you'll have to define new institutional policies. This might feel dangerous because you're going to have to talk about race daily. Can you imagine what life is like with one of these incredible, stupid, liberal, commie Stepford wives? Can you imagine sitting next to them in a cubicle? Can you imagine them as your leader all day long? Black, 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 black. Everything's black, 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 black. Everything's Hispanic, 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 brown, brown, brown. Brown and black boys. That's funny. I would never use that term. Call black people boys? This is all about black boys and brown boys, they say? Wow. All day long, that's all they know how to talk about is race, race, race. Let's grab a couple calls. Let's grab Neil in Las Vegas, who's been waiting patiently for almost an hour. Neil, you're on with Wayne Ruth. Thank you for waiting, my friend.
Wayne, thanks for putting me on.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
I used to catch you on the Bill Cunningham show when I was living in Tucson.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great patriot.
And I'll be on there Sunday night. This Sunday night, I'm on it. Well, I don't know, his show, actually, I do the recording at about 6:15, and then I'm on live, you know, what appears to be live, Jive Live, as we call it, I think around 9:15 or 10:15. So I'm on Bill Cunningham's show this Sunday night. I'm usually on about 20 times a year.
Yeah, I used to catch you at night because I would be at work and I'd be tuning in on the radio. Also, one other thing, I'm from Massapequa. So,
another New York
from
boy.
The island.
Well, yeah, I'm actually not. I'm from Westchester. I'm from the Bronx borderline, but I spent lots and lots of time on the island. I had lots of good friends on Long Island, and I dated quite a few girls from CW Post. If you know CW Post's reputation, they had the prettiest students of any college in New York. So I would leave Columbia on Friday night, and I'd spend the weekend in Long Island hanging out with the CW Post girls. I was no dummy.
Oh, yeah. I know CW Post. All right.
So you wanted to talk about the intelligence community. Tell us what you wanted to.
Yeah, I wanted to make a couple comments. I caught Mueller's presser yesterday.
Okay.
And first of all, I think this is significant. He had a written statement. Okay. Secondly, you know, this is something that drives me crazy about the people from the intelligence community, and I'm throwing in Comey, Brennan, and Clapper. McCabe, these guys are trained liars. They're dealing in intelligence. They're dealing in misinformation. They get intelligence that's also misinformation. Do they really know what the heck they're talking about? I'm at the point now, I reject the entire Russian interference and attacking our election. You know, I would like to ask Mr. Mueller, what should we be looking for? If they're going to attack us again, as a voter, as a patriotic citizen, what should I be looking for? You know, I voted in the last two elections. Unless I'm getting brainwashed at McDonald's, because I eat a lot of McDonald's, I don't know what the heck these guys are talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree with me.
No, I agree with you. Look, I can't stand the intelligence community. I think the CIA
show me the evidence. I don't want to have these broad strokes. Well, he indicted, 10 Russian military officers? What the heck does that mean? You know, we got 345 million people in this country.
Look,
How did they interfere in our election? I want to see the evidence. Transparency.
I was brought up by my dad, Neil, who was, you know, again, not Long Island, but Westchester, Mount Vernon on the Bronx borderline. But just like your family, we're both New Yorkers and common sense guys and patriots. And our parents, I'm sure, your dad, my dad. My dad taught me you always respect people in uniform, you know, whether it's Navy, whether it's Army, whether it's Marines, whether it's CIA, whether it's FBI. These are all the greatest people in the world. They're never wrong. The regular police, a police chief, oh, my God, look at the bars on his shoulder. But my dad was right then. He's not right anymore. There's too many people in leadership of the CIA and the FBI and the police chiefs around this country who are losers. They're just bureaucrats. They could be in charge of agriculture just as easily as the police or the FBI. They've never used their gun. They sit in their fat you-know-what all day long. They don't use guns. Their badge means nothing. And most importantly, they're big Democrats who only care about the union. And they don't give a crap about the rest of us or laws or crime in their communities. And I'm telling you...
They're partisan operators.
Right.
Yeah, they're partisan operators. You know, they don't know what the heck they're talking about. And they're obsolete. Totally obsolete.
Bad guys. All right, thanks for the call, Neil. Appreciate it. We've got JD on the line. We'll grab him first when we get back. JD's going to give us an update on the Pennsylvania congressional race where the Republican won by landslide, and it was never in the media. I never saw it anywhere. I didn't even know it. Your fearless leader, Wayne Root, who knows everything on the Internet, never heard there was a special race in Pennsylvania won by a landslide by a Republican. But if a Democrat won, you can bet it would have been the biggest news story in America. JD pointed it out. Thank you, JD. We'll come right back and find out exactly what happened. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction,
and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Newsmax TV coming up in 8 minutes, less than 8 minutes. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, Newsmax TV. My Doctor Suggest is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, some things I've had problems with, colds, brain fog, leaky gut syndrome, hoarse voice. My voice used to always go hoarse, and it still does, but not enough to ever interfere with my thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. My Doctor Suggests has some things that I think will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests produces alkaline-structured silver products that destroy yeast and bad bacteria and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So many people suffer from health concerns. At the moment, you can never say forever, but at the moment I suffer from no health concerns. They've gotten rid of every problem I've got. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to hoarse voice. I haven't had a cold in my 3.5 years on the radio. Brain fog is gone. From the minute I wake up to the minute I go to sleep, I'm completely 100% creative and focused, and every bit of energy is there. Every bit of focus is there. It's amazing. From 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, whenever my eyes open up, I hit the ground running. Never had that before in my whole life. And leaky gut is gone. I don't get any fatigue or brain fog or upset stomach when I eat food. So kind of amazing results from My Doctor Suggests. They've got all these great products, whether it's the silver soap or silver liquid or the silver lozenges or the silver gel on my face or the silver mouthwash. Whole range of products. You can get them 20% off by using the promo code ROOT. And you can only get them, you can't get them in stores. You can only get them by calling 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and tell them promo code ROOT or Wayne Root sent you. Get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868. My Doctor Suggests. Great stuff. It was just announced today that Trump and Pence will have their re-election campaign kickoff rally announced for a 20,000-seat Amway Center in Orlando, Florida on June 18th, Friday, June 18th. You know what's interesting about this? I've heard for 2 years now from liberal a-holes that Trump is not going to ever run again. And I've heard for 2 years now, and especially in the last 2 months, from all kinds of supposed experts that they heard that Trump is dumping Mike Pence as VP, and he's got someone else in mind. And yet the Trump-Pence re-election campaign kickoff rally is just 2 weeks from now in a 20,000-seat arena in Orlando, Florida. So guess what? Trump's running for re-election, he's going to win for re-election, and he's keeping Mike Pence on the ticket because he's been a very loyal guy. Trump will be accompanied by Melania, First Lady. VP Pence will be accompanied by Second Lady Karen Pence, according to an announcement by the campaign. And so it's all happening June 18th in Orlando, Florida, at the Amway Center, located in the heart of Orlando, home to the Orlando Magic NBA team, site of concerts by Paul McCartney to Ariana Grande. So that's pretty cool. Trump last held a campaign rally May 8th in Florida, in the panhandle city of Panama City Beach. He drew a crowd of about 12,000. The Orlando rally will be able to draw Trump supporters from across central Florida, including the I-4 corridor. Of course, Florida is central to Trump's re-election in 2020 with 29 electoral college votes. You know Trump just barely won. You know that Governor Ron DeSantis just barely won. And you know that Rick Scott, the new senator, just barely won. And you know they just added 1 million felons to the voting rolls. You know that more and more Puerto Ricans who vote Democrat are coming over from Puerto Rico because Puerto Rico, you know, had the terrible hurricane and was in terrible shape, and people are moving over, and a lot of them are on welfare, and a lot of them tend to vote Democrat. So there's a lot of reasons why Florida is going to be touch and go and going to be a very difficult place, and Trump is covering all bases. All right, I told you very early in the show, hard to get to all of this. Oh, I want to get to J.D. Right. J.D. is on line two. J.D., what's the update on the Pennsylvania win by the GOP candidate for Congress?
Before I get to that, on a little quick note on the CIA. William Casey was a CIA director under Reagan, and he was part of Wild Bill Donovan's OSS operation in the Second World War, where they actually went behind enemy lines to gather hard intelligence. He stated, other than hard facts, everything that we do is at best, an educated guess.
Got it. Tell me about Pennsylvania.
Well, first of all, Trump had a rally there the night before the election, which was reported by the news, and you would have thought that they would have come back the next day with the results, but they didn't. Like I said, I can't believe you don't know. You didn't hear about it. In the area of northern Pennsylvania, in the middle of the state, and it's called, I believe, Montoursville is one of the counties there. Pennsylvania Democrats went to the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania because of unfair gerrymandering, and they gerrymandered that district. It was District 12, and then they turned it into 10. Well, Marino ran under 12, and he won handily, I think, 5 terms. But now, under this new redistricting, it was part of 10 and part of 12. So it's hard to say if it was overwhelming, but 89,000 votes to 41 in the middle of May was a great turnout, and I think it portends a great result in Pennsylvania.
I think it sounds great, and I think if it had been anything other than great, the news media would have made it their number one story, and I would have known about it. So obviously, nobody heard about it because it was a great result. And, of course, it happened in a great state, Pennsylvania, that we must win to keep the presidency. So I think it's great news. Thank you, J.D., for always keeping us educated and keeping even Wayne Root on his toes. Good job, J.D. Good man. Wayne on the Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, and what comes now, Newsmax TV, the Power Hour. The new name of our show, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Up next, boy, are you going to get some raw coming up next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.